Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
Thank you very much, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rochester High School. The JV contest still going on. We got 14.3 seconds remaining in the JV contest, and we're knotted at 34-34. We're here at Rochester High School. This has been a heck of a game, Justin, as the Lady Zebras had a pretty good lead, and Wabash has battled back.
Yeah, it jumped out real early. I think 16, 18 points, and then Wabash has just chipped away the last three quarters.
As the free throws missed, they're about an opportunity for Rochester, and the ball is stolen by Wabash. We're still tied at 34, and it looks like this one's going overtime. Wabash has it with 0.2 seconds on the clock. Ooh. They throw up a shot, no good, and yep, JV's going overtime. So, yeah, exciting times here at Rochester High School. You know, we heard the coach Jennings and Mercedes Brown talking this morning how this JV game really propels them in there, and if the Lady Zebras are playing well, it really helps them. Well, this is an exciting one for the squad, so hopefully that boosts them.
Yeah, hopefully we can get the win here and get the juice going, and that propels us there in the varsity game, because this is a big, big TRC matchup tonight.
Again, we're in overtime here in the JV contest, 34-34. Let's talk a little bit about the varsity contest here. We'll give you some extended play-by-play here, maybe coming up here in a little bit. But let's talk about this varsity contest coming up. You know, we went to Wabash last year and played a very talented Wabash team. They were missing one of their junior guards, and Nicole Gunderman. But I'm telling you what, Wyatt and Short last year really dominated down low, and they got into foul trouble, and I think the only thing that helped Rochester was the depth of their bench.
Yep. We stayed with them there in the first half, and then we kind of pulled away. Macy Brown there in the fourth quarter, then the defense just really took over, and their short bench and our deep bench was the difference in that ball game. Wabash felt like that was theirs to win. They felt like the conference was theirs to win. And I think that game turned it to where the Rochester Zebras moved on and took the conference, whereas, you know, Wabash kind of had what they would call a down year. 11-12, I think, was their record finishing up last year. And like Coach said this morning on the show, on the coach's show, this is not only a TRC rival, but a sectional could-be opponent going down in the late February.
And he says that again coming up here in the coach's interview show here during the pregame, that, yeah, that's the big thing that concerns him, is that it's more like a sectional game. I mean, this could be potentially taking on the Wabash Apaches come the here in February.
And I thought last year that Wabash was going to be, it was a Wabash-Rochester sectional championship game. Manchester had other ideas and got Wabash there on, I think, Friday night. So you look at it, Coach said this morning, this game sets the tone for the sectional. If you go out there and you punch them in the mouth, that's going to be in the back of their mind come sectional time, and hopefully get you a psychological advantage over them going forward.
Here in the overtime of the JV contest, Rochester got the ball first. They missed the layup, and then the Wabash goes to the other end, misses the shot, but got the Zebras got the offensive or defensive rebound, and then they got fouled. So now Rochester at the line here kind of an odd time because they put 7 minutes the JV plays, so it's right. A 3.5 minute overtime as Kylie Coleman takes the lead for the Lady Zebras here in the overtime with the made a free throw. So this should, especially if the Lady Zebras can get this going, it'll be definitely a good boost for the varsity headed into this.
Because these are two, Wabash and Rochester varsity are two very similar teams, match up very well. If you look at the shooting, we shoot about the same on 2-point, 3-point, and free throw field goals. We rebound about the same. They rebound a little bit better than we do statistically. So any edge that you can get in a game like this, you'll take it.
Zebras with a 1 point lead, just under three here to go, and Coach Onafield is saying, "Hey, let's run some clock here. We got the lead right now."
And what's what they need to do? Take their time. Yeah. You don't need to rush. Don't want to turn the ball over. Kylie again almost had a layup.
Almost had another one, but the important thing is the Zebras, they hustle. This JV squad, we've talked to Coach Onafield before, they don't give up. They're battling. They're always hustling and trying to see what's going on.
They're the mirror of their coach. I mean, when, his brother, I coached his younger brother, and listening to Coach Onafield during his playing days, he brought that energy, and the girls he coached have that energy, and they're flying around, diving after balls, scrapping for anything loose, and they're a mirror image of their coach.
So now Wabash takes the lead with a layup, but the Zebras quickly back up the floor. Eaton with the JV squad. She's in her second game. Lily Eaton, really nice an improvement to the Lady Zebras. She was out with some injuries early, and her first game back was at Artis, and really had added to this JV club.
And she's been moving pretty well on that knee, so we're glad to see that the knee is holding up, and she's out there playing.
Again, we apologize tonight for having some internet issues. I'm not sure what's going on, but at times we sound like a robot, but we're really not. It is really Randy and Dustin. We're not robots.
Maybe we are.
Maybe we should be. Maybe,
yeah,
I don't know. Oh, we are still in overtime, a minute and a half to go. The Zebras down by one. Wabash with the basketball, and they just went up now 3 points on a layup down low. So the Zebras trail now by three, 38-35 here in this overtime of the JV.
Wabash has used their full court press, a 2-2-1 4 forward press, to get back into this ball game.
Lily Eaton with a three ball. Coach Onafield telling the defense to get it back on defense, get the hands up, and tied at 38 now with 60 seconds to go, and a foul coming on the Zebras. That foul coming on Lily Eaton. A little bonus basketball for you here tonight as we get ready for the varsity. We're tied at 38 with a minute three to go here in the, I'm going to jinx myself, I know it, but I'm going to say in the first overtime of the JV contest.
You and I like to do multiple overtime games, so.
Bella Vail at the line for Wabash shooting free throws.
Kylie Coleman, kind of getting on herself about not getting that turnover, but what a heck of a job getting from one end to the other to get her hands up to stop them from getting an easy layup.
Vail makes one, misses one, so now Wabash up by one with a minute to go. Coach Onafield calling out what play he wants, and the Zebras will try to run it. Maddie Heisman with the basketball. She goes to the hole, loses it. Kylie Coleman with a rebound, but she dribbles it off her foot. I thought maybe it was touched by Wabash, but the official says it's touched by the Zebras. So now full court press by the Lady Zebras. Wabash with the basketball, 45 seconds to go. Quickly up the floor, stolen by Coleman, and then she's going to be fouled. And Kylie Coleman will go to the line to shoot two shots for the Lady Zebras here on this overtime contest of the JV game.
Just like just like any other basketball game, free throw shooting down the stretch is usually the difference in the ball game. Being down one, Kylie needs to go up there and hit these two and get us back in the lead.
Coleman looking to put the Zebras back up here tonight in this JV contest. Again, in overtime, first free throw just off the front of the iron.
So you take a deep breath, take your time, follow through, and this one's going to go in. I feel it.
Kylie Coleman with the second free throw. It's up, and it is good.
Man, I should have played the lottery.
So we're knotted at 39 again. And the Zebra defense.
Oh, I think that's a pretty good defensive play there by Sells. And she got called for the foul.
And that will send Wabash to the line. And she will have two shots as well to try to take the Wabash lead back. First free throw, hard off the back of the iron.
I really like Sells' game. I think that she grows in the program. She, by the time she's a senior, she's going to be pretty special.
Second free throw, good for Wabash. So they're up 40-39 now with 38 seconds to go here in the JV overtime. Zebras with the basketball. Sells with it on the near side. And Coach Honnefield wants a timeout. 31.3 seconds to go here in overtime in the JV contest. Wabash up 40-39 here at Rochester High School. We'll have the varsity contest coming up as soon as this one is over. But, Brian, as we look at the varsity contest tonight, the Zebras really, you can't focus so much on what the Wabash Apaches are going to do. The Zebras have struggled a little bit in different aspects of the basketball this week. You had OD where they had the lead, and then they kind of lost it midway through the third. The defense kind of slacked up a little bit. And then they had the battle with Argus on Thursday night where it was turnovers again that plagued the Zebras.
We've both coached, so unless you're undefeated or have played a perfect week, you need to worry about yourself before you worry about, you know, really in-depth into your opponent. You're gonna scout. You're gonna do your thing to prepare for Wabash. But the main focus is what have we not done well this week or this season, and what can we get better on?
Zebras get the ball inbounds down low to Weaver. Weaver's left-handed layup, no good. Coleman with a big rebound. Coleman goes off to Eaton. She steps back for a three.
Oh!
Out. They're trying to go down low, and they get a down low basket up. No good. Rebound Wabash, and Maddie Heinzman with the foul. And probably not a bad foul with 7.6 seconds. Don't give up a wide open layup. Make them earn them at the free throw line.
The Wabash girl had perfect position, got a good rebound. She had the inside position. That's a good foul. Now make her earn it for 15 instead of from 2.
Free throw on the way, and a short off the front of the iron by Kyra Wilson for Wabash.
Now you got to rebound.
Yeah, now you got to make sure you rebound. 7.6 seconds remaining in the JV contest. 42, she misses both of them. Kylie Coleman pulls the rebound and is fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two to ice this for the Lady Zebras.
And she's been the difference tonight on all the
50-50
balls,
yeah.
Rebounding. She's been the difference tonight for this JV team.
Kylie Coleman back to the line again to shoot two free throws. Player fouled out. Okay, I was wondering what we were doing. Simpson for Wabash fouls out.
These are the Kylie Coleman's one of those kids where, she, you know, people be like, well, she didn't score X amount of points, but she does everything else right, yeah. And she scores as well. We've seen her go off a couple times this year, but she does all the little things. Those are the type of players I like, players that can do it all.
Coleman makes the first one. She's got another one. Second
one's
good.
That girl.
She just iced it for the Lady Zebras. Lady Zebras will win it in overtime here tonight. Waiting for the buzzer, and there it is. A three ball on the way. No good for Wabash. And the Lady Zebras win the JV contest tonight, 44-40 in overtime. Whew, that was a good one here at Rochester High School. Wabash fought back, and the Zebras stayed composed and was able to hold on and come back and
and they're all smiles. And that's what it's all about, really.
They're like, Coach Hopfield, we got this.
Yeah, and he will he will say that when he comes up here at halftime.
We will talk to Coach Hopfield coming up here at halftime of the varsity game tonight. So we'll talk to him about that big win. Again, 44-40 in overtime. The JV squad defeats Wabash. As we now get ready for the pregame of the varsity, we'll come back after this quick timeout. We'll pregame it. We'll have the pregame for you. Again, Wabash and the Lady Zebras right after this. Giant FM.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignments, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, if you're just tuning in to Giant FM Sports and anticipating the tip here for the Rochester Zebras, you got a few more minutes because the JV game just ended. Their varsity squads are on the floor stretching out, warming up because the JV went overtime. But the good news is the Lady Zebras are victorious in overtime on the JV level, 44-40. They have a, 12, 14, 16-point lead there for a while, but Wabash, a great Wabash team in the second half, battled back and took the lead for a little bit, and then it was back and forth and ended up in overtime, and the Zebras squeaked it out in overtime, 44-40 here at Rochester High School. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us tonight. And again, we apologize for our internet issues. We're going to blame the Northern Lights, maybe. I don't know what's going on, but... But we'll work on that, get that fixed up for you here before next week, hopefully. It's an in-and-out issue. I don't understand it either. The good news is, hey, we're on the road. We're home tonight, but we're back on the road again Thursday night as we travel to another TRC opponent in the North Miami Lady Warriors, as the Zebras will travel to take on the Lady Warriors on Thursday night. So, you know, we get a big TRC matchup, you get 3 days of practice, and you get another TRC game.
Yeah, and every one of them is bigger and bigger. And for Wabash tonight, they're 0-1. They've lost the Valley in the conference. So this one is just as big for them to get back into the race and to, you know, kind of knock us down a bit to where we had to force us to have to win out. So,
Coach Jennings talked about that this morning, how important it is to get up there and not get that two losses that Wabash has right now. They're trying to stay above water and not get that because, you know, as tough as the TRC is, once you get that two losses, the only thing you could maybe hope for is a tie.
Right. And so tonight the Lady Zebras just need to keep marching on. But, you know, when the Apaches are stuck in a corner now, and they're going to come out swinging. And I hope the girls were watching the JV game, because if we get a lead of any substance, it's going to be no different. They're going to come out. They're going to full court press us. They're going to make us try to turn us over, try to speed up the game for them to get back into it. So I hope the girls sat down, watched the game, and took note of how Wabash got back into that JV contest.
We had a chance to talk with Zebra head coach Brian Jennings. We'll do that in the coach's interview coming back from Pulaski Memorial Hospital. They're connecting you with excellent healthcare providers. Back with the coach's interview after this. Giant FM Sports.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Welcome back to the pregame show. This coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital.
Local radio is high school basketball.
Ladies and red coach Brian Jennings.
Giant FM.
Coach, here we are, game day number four in a week. Most of them been on the road. You're finally back at home.
Yeah, it's good to be back home. Been kind of road warriors here for a little bit. Get back to the friendly confines and see what we can get done tonight.
Tonight the Wabash Apaches come in a big TRC matchup. I don't know if it's more for them to keep them alive or for you to stay where you want to be at the top.
And, yeah, I think it's both of those things, but more importantly, even down the road farther, is also a potential sectional opponent. So any time that you can maybe get that win and send a message early like this, it might even carry over to that sectional time.
Last year you traveled to Wabash in a very physical contest and was able to sneak one out of there when I think Wabash kind of thought maybe they had the upper hand last year. You was able to walk away with a W.
Yeah, it was a very physical, and I mean physical, matchup down there. It was just two teams going to war. They got in foul trouble. We got in foul trouble. We just happened to have more bigs than what they did. So it really helped us in the long run down there, having that depth and size that we do have.
Looking down their roster, obviously they got a senior guard returning that wasn't playing last year in Gunderman, and we'll be able to see what she does and how she favors. She was out with that ACL last year. It'll be interesting to see how well she's back now.
Yeah, you know, she missed the season, so you know she's hungry to play. And also being a senior, that kind of helps the situation. When you have a senior handling the ball out there, you know, last year we pressed a lot and tried to create some turnovers with their young guards. So now they bring back a senior. How are they going to handle that this year with a senior on the team? And that's what we're going to find out early.
Tonight also, just like last year, you've got two other post players that you got to deal with, the 5'11 Wyatt and the 5'10 Short, obviously both seniors, and they're hungry to get that revenge game back from last year.
Yeah, they're 5'10 and 5'11, but the biggest thing is they are extremely aggressive. They're strong. They get the ball 10, 12 feet from the basket. They lower their shoulder, and they're going hard. you know, hopefully we can get up and down the floor, wear them out a little bit, and see what happens there.
We talked this morning on Coach's Corner with Mercedes Brown about the intensity and really just bringing your own energy, because we're back to the two guest participant, and so the crowd's not going to be as big, but really just bringing your own energy, and she believed that she could help do that.
Yeah, and like she said, it all starts really in that JV game, and the last few JV games, Argus maybe aside from that, the JV has came out really aggressive and really strong. And I think the varsity really feeds off of that. So as the JV goes, so does the varsity. So if they can bring that energy during that game, and the JV gets the job done, and they carry on that energy into the varsity game, that's what we're hoping to do.
How was the walkthrough tonight, or this morning, I should say, getting in ready for tonight, as this is game four? And, you know, you haven't had this where you play four games in a week all year yet. But I'm sure the girls are pumped.
Yeah, the walkthrough went really well today, because Monday, you know, game on Saturday, Monday we had one day to prepare for OD. So we're trying to work through our problems and then try to a quick repair or prepare for OD. Same thing happens then on Wednesday as we go over the OD issues that we had, try to prepare for that, and then we try to prepare for Argus. Well, last night, on Friday night, we got to take care of just our problems last night and focus a little bit more on us. So we spent a lot of time doing that. And then today, we had an hour and a half walkthrough where we can prepare for Wabash. So it really felt like the girls were a little more relaxed today and felt a little more prepared, ready for tonight.
You mentioned on Thursday night about this practice game, about the mentality. I mean, it felt like maybe they were pressing too much mentally, if not even physically, but mentally trying to keep everything straight.
Yeah, you know, you got changing game plans and tweaks to our offense and tweaks to our defense depending on the opponent that we play, and let alone the physical fatigue that they're still going through. So it is more of a mental strain, and when a player gets under that type of strain, they go back to kind of their old habits of what they do. So, you know, sometimes those old habits show up, and we got to get them back out. So that's kind of what we worked on yesterday with us, is getting back to the habits that we've been working on and then focusing in on those. And now today, game plan, ready to roll.
Tonight, the Wabash Apaches and Coach Stone, he always brings it. You know, we talk about how physical it was last year, but going back his tenure at Wabash, he has always had a very physical and a very aggressive team.
Yeah, it's pretty much a 2-2-1 full court press back into a 2-3 zone. When you play Wabash, you know what you're going to get. So you got a little time to prepare, but the thing is, they do a 2-2-1 press pretty well. They play a 2-3 zone pretty well because that's what they do. So we got a chance to walk through it, know what we're doing. Hopefully there's no surprises.
Tonight, how do you take care of the ball? I mean, what do you put on your guard? I mean, that's a lot of pressure to put on the guard, saying, hey, they're coming after you right off the bat.
Yeah, it's just be patient. And even though we want to go fast, we got to be patient. That's the hard part. There's an old saying, be quick, don't hurry. So that's the hard lesson to learn with that. Our thing against the press is just get it to half court. Once we get over half court, take your time, get into our offense, and trust the offense. We're gonna really concentrate on turnovers tonight and making sure we're bringing that number down. Those bad turnovers, you're gonna see people subbed out on turnovers tonight. We got to make them aware of the turnovers that they're making. So we told them, find the safest pass possible. Use your ball fakes, shot fakes, and then find the safest pass possible. And when they worked on that yesterday in practice, everything seemed to go really well.
To move to 3-0 in the conference, what do you got to do?
We got to win the battle of the boards again tonight. We've challenged our post players to make sure they're blocking out. We've even posted some new rules that if we catch them on video, post players not blocking out, the whole team's going to run. So, you know, we put some pressure on the guards, too, because when a shot goes up, they're not necessarily yelling shot. So sometimes post players are working. So it comes back, the team's going to run because maybe somebody didn't yell shot, somebody didn't get a block out. So we've got some new team rules to start holding these players accountable.
Mixing things up again tonight on the starting lineup. Who is it?
It's going to be Sid Hawes is going to go into the starting lineup tonight. You know, Sid has been a very consistent player. She's bounced back between JV and varsity, and I like that consistency that she does. I mean, she's not the best shooter on the team, but she's a good shooter on the team. She's not the best ball handler, but she's a solid ball handler. She may be the best passer to the post. She may be one of the best position defensive players that we have. And that consistency in that starting lineup is what I've been kind of looking for, that player that's going to show up, do their job, and take care of business. So Sid Hall is going to get her first start tonight, and alongside with Emma Houdeshell at the guard, Caitlin Rogers will be the three, Lexi Thomas and Emily Hughes on the inside.
Coach, wish you the best of luck, and look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Thank you very much.
Brian Jennings of the Rochester Tippers back with more of the pregame show right here. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156. To see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at SmithSawyerINS.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff are ready for fall. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag, Steel, and Simplicity dealer, with a full line of equipment from leaf blowers to snow throwers. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet, and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project, all under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, we are in the pregame show. That coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent health care providers. We are just a moment away from the national anthem. The starters here at Rochester High School, Justin Bach, Randy Wynn. Justin, you heard Coach Jennings there talk about making the guards and making the post players a little more accountable.
Yeah, this is you're going into a war tonight. He said it. They're going to play a 2-2-1 press. They're going to put it into a 2-3. A 2-3 is hard to rebound against because they're not playing a man. So our girls have got to do a good job of blocking out on both ends. We got Argus put pressure on us the other night with offensive rebounds. They were the first team, I think, out rebounded us on the offensive end the other night, and that'll cost you a game when the team is as good as Wabash is.
Wabash again coming in the 5-3 on the season. They lost their season opener to Taylor. They defeated Ben 3 in a row. Elwood, Mississinawa, and Marion. Then lost to Warsaw. Then they defeated Southern Wells and then have lost to Tippecanoe Valley and beat Bluffton on December 8th. So they are 5-3 again. Your Rochester Zebras coming in with a 4-3 mark. They started out hot early in the season, defeating North Judson 79-73 in overtime. Lost to a very improved and very good Caston team at 53-57. Lost on the road to Northwestern 63-26. Then have defeated Peru and Southwood in the TRC. Lost to Oregon Davis on Tuesday night and defeated Argus 39-36 on Thursday night. So they're looking to stay perfect in the TRC and improve to 5-3 overall.
Yeah, and you know, we very easily could be 6-1 right now. I think we were outplayed by Northwestern, but we have not been outplayed by everybody else. I think we have been our own worst enemy in the games we have lost outside of Northwestern. And then when we play well and we play our game is when we get our wins.
Final thoughts before we head to the national anthem, the starters.
2-2-1, coach said you want to be quick but not hurry. 10 seconds is an eternity, okay? So you want to look sideline. If it's not there, go back, reverse it, move that 2-2-1, and then get it up past the half court. Like coach said, once we get it up past half court, then we know what to do.
Time now for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the starters and the tip for you. Live from Rochester High School, Zebras and the Apaches, Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROY.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store Parking Lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks Parking Lot, Save-A-Lot Parking Lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern Parking Lot, the old service station in Kiwana, behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Dilly's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the Recycling Center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Hello. This is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One Eye Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitowoc Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Rochester High School, time now for the starting lineups. The starting lineups being brought to you tonight by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Don't trash our future, please recycle. For the guests on the scoreboard, again, coming in with a record of 5-3, the Wabash Lady Apaches will start a 5-4 sophomore guard, number 4, Libby Mattern. They're going to also start a 5-5 sophomore guard, number 21, Riley Yoakum. A 5-5 senior guard, number 22, Nicole Gunderman. And the two forward spots also taken by seniors. 5-11 senior, number 42, Mariah Wyatt. And a 5-10 senior, number 44, Olivia Short. Again, Matt Stone, the coach of the Wabash Lady Apaches. Your starting lineup for your own Rochester Zebras. Coach Jennings, you heard him in the pregame, mixing it up a little bit. He will start a 5-3 sophomore, number 3, Emma Hodeshell. The other guard will be the 5-10 senior, number 32, Caitlin Rogers. A third guard will be a 5-6 sophomore, number 12, Sydney Hawes. And the forward spot tonight will be the 6-1 junior, number 20, Emily Hughes. And a 5-10 junior, number 5, Lexi Thomas. Again, Zebras coached by Mr. Brian Jennings. That's your starting lineups being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District here at Rochester High School. Dustin, this is big. I mean, if you look at them, they don't look very big. Again, they are listed at 5'10", 5'11", for Wyatt and Short, but, man, are they physical down low.
Yeah, they are going to body you up. They're going to get in your grill, and they're going to force you to deal with it. And so you've got to go in there with the mindset of, The first thing I got to do is secure the basketball. The second thing I got to do is go up to the rim strong. You do those two things, it negates what they want to do. The moment you let up and don't secure the basketball, they'll take it right from you and go right down the other end and score.
Again, Sydney Hawes getting her first career start at the varsity level for the Zebras. And really, we've seen her come in off the bench. We saw her at Judson. She came in late in that fourth quarter and really made a big impact after upsetting for 3.5 quarters. And then she's just done that consistently, and that's what Coach is looking for.
Like Coach said, in the North Judson game, she hit the two free throws to ice the game right there for us. She may not be the best at what she does, but she does everything good.
Right.
So if she does everything well and can just bottle her emotions here at the start of the ball game, that's going to be the big thing. Big first varsity start, big TRC matchup. Sydney just needs to stay, play within herself, and she'll be okay.
Time now for the tip, being brought to you by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation service provider, and it's controlled by the Zebras. Lexi Thomas has it. She goes to the far side now to Emma Hotshell. Hotshell with the basketball to Rogers. Rogers on the right wing, gets a screen from Hughes. Now comes to Hawes this side. Hawes with the basketball, looking to get it down low to Hughes. Can't do so. She'll dribble back up top. Reset. Now to Rogers. Three ball on the way by Rogers. Good.
That's one way to get him out of the zone.
Caitlin Rogers up 3-0. And Zebras putting a little token pressure on in the backcourt. Quickly up the floor are the Apaches. And running the point will be Libby Mattern. Mattern with the basketball. Comes to the near side. Now swings it back to Batter. They go down low to Wyatt. Wyatt shot up, no good. Short whip, missed that one. And a rebound comes away to Lexi Thomas. Thomas quickly ahead to the Zebras. Rogers almost thought about a three, passes it up to Hottishell. Running floater on the way, no good. Lexi Thomas with another rebound. Hottishell with it in the corner. She resets. Now goes down low to Lexi Thomas. Goes to work. And up and no good, but a foul coming. And it looks like that's going to be on Mariah Wyatt. And she's acting totally surprised as her first foul, team first. I'll send Lexi Thomas to the line to shoot two.
Both teams come out in the zone on defense, so we should have a 20-21 ball game tonight.
Lexi Thomas, first free throw, good. It's 4-0 now. Zebras on top with just 1 minute gone by here in the opening quarter. Randy Wynn, Justin Bogg, glad you could join us tonight.
Free throw shooting over the last two and a half games has gotten a lot better.
Lexi's second one is off the mark. You jinxed her way to
Jinkster,
go.
Yep.
Quickly up the floor is Gundrum. Gundrumman now has it to a short. Short goes right side back to Gundrumman. Her three-pointer on the way, no good. Rogers has the rebound. Quickly to Hottishell. Hottishell with the basketball now. Hottishell goes in the corner to Rogers. Rogers on the wing. Goes over the top to Lexi Thomas. Too hard. But last touch by Wabash, it'll stay with the Zebras underneath baseline left.
The last two trips, Emily has been wide open, you know, had good position down there. They need to trust themselves to get her a chance to get a look inside.
Hawes will inbound. Sid slaps the ball, puts things in motion for the Lady Zebras. Down low to Hughes, but it's tipped out of bounds by Wabash. He'll stay with Rochester. They'll have it again. Hawes to inbound. Into Thomas. Thomas shot up, no good, and a foul coming. This one's going to be on the other post player and short.
And see right there, the first out-of-bounds play, Emily came through wide open. Sid just missed her. This time, Wabash made the adjustment, but then Lexi came in, and then they got the foul.
Going to be shorts first. Lexi Thomas back in the line for two. Off the mark, no good.
I should have never said anything.
Yeah, it's your fault. I'm telling her.
Yeah. Oh, please don't.
6:36 to go here in the opening quarter. 4-0. Lexi Thomas has one more. Lexi takes her time. Misses that one hard off the back of the iron. The rebound comes away to Wyatt. Quickly ahead to short. Short at the other end. To Mattern. Shot is blocked in by Rogers out of bounds. And it'll be a Wabash basketball. Good hustle by Rogers that time to get back on the quick outlet by Wabash.
It was a beautiful pass by Short, too.
Gundrumman down low to Short. Short kicks it back up top to Yoakum. Now to Short of the corner. Short to Wyatt at the elbow. Free throw jumper on the way. No good. Rebound. Hawes. Hawes with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Hottishell. She crosses the timeline. 6:14 to go here in the opening quarter. Rogers throws that one into the hands of Mattern. Mattern on the other end. Layup up and too hard. Rogers with the rebound.
Helter-skelter right now.
Here come the Zebras. Hodeshell with the basketball. Gives it off to Rogers in the right wing. Rogers, the screen from Thomas. Jump stops, goes down low to Hughes. Kicks it out to Hawes. Her three ball all the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound by Short, or excuse me, Wyatt, right into the hands of Thomas. Thomas goes up for the shot, no good. Last touch by the Zebras.
They did everything right, just finishing right there. Got inside, got a good look, good inside out. Sid took a shot.
Zebras putting full court pressure, almost stolen by Hughes. Wyatt with the basketball and travels. Wyatt tried to get it to Short in the corner, and she took an extra step as she went to jump stop. Zebras will inbound.
I think Coach Stone wanted her to just shoot it.
Hughes inbound to Hodeshell. Hodeshell, and will be trapped quickly ahead to Rogers. Rogers to the hole. Floater on the way. No good. Rebound fought for. Last touched by Rogers. It'll go to Wabash. 5:23 to go here in the opening quarter. 4-0. Zebras lead on the Innards True Value scoreboard.
Both teams are mirroring each other on how they're playing defense.
Venderman with the pass to Wyatt, and then Wyatt is fouled as Hughes tries to go for the steal and knocks her down. So it'll be Hughes' first, team first.
When you get in that 2-2-1 press, you on the defensive side, you want the offense to dribble and go to a corner so you can trap them. Best thing is to stay in the middle of the floor.
Wabash with the basketball. Yoakum now to Mattern. Back to Yoakum. Yoakum will fire a three ball on the way. No good. Rebound goes long and out of bounds. It'll be Zebra basketball. 5:07 to go here in the opening quarter. Still 4-0 on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Hughes will inbound to Hodeshell. Hodeshell back to Hughes. Hughes over the top to Hodeshell, and it goes to Hawes. Up quickly to Rogers. Layup up and good.
And that's how you do it.
Hodeshell got sandwiched back there. No call, but she was able to get the pass off. And quickly ahead comes Wabash. Dunderman with the basketball to Short. Short goes to the hole. No good. Rebound coming to Short. And I believe another Zebra foul.
Short is strong.
Yes. And that's on Hughes. That's going to be her second, team second. Coach James, Coach Davis talking about who they're going to put. And Kennedy Jackson will be the first sub off for both teams. Jackson will replace Hughes.
I like Kennedy coming off the bench. She brings such good energy when she comes off the bench.
4:44 to go. Inbound path goes to Short. Now back up top to Mattern. Quick three ball on the way. Good. 6-3. Lead's cut in half. Full court pressure up ahead to Hawes. Hawes now to Rogers on the right wing. Back to Hodeshell. Now they'll reset the Zebra offense. Rogers, right wing. Screen from Jackson. Down low to Thomas. Thomas back to Rogers. She'll fire the three ball off the mark and no good. Quickly ahead does come Wabash. Yoakum with the basketball. Yoakum top of the key.
Travel.
Now goes to Benjamin, back over to Mattern. Her three ball on the way, no good. Saws battles against Wyatt, and Wyatt will come away with it. Wyatt down low to Gunderman, and she will be fouled as she tries to go baseline, and I believe that's going to be on Lexi Thomas, going to be her first, team third.
Welcome to a varsity start there for Sid. Wyatt just threw her to the ground and got the ball.
So a substitution for Wabash. I'll get that number here momentarily. There it is, 12. That is Davis right in the game, and her first shot up and good. It's 6-5 Wabash. Trails by one. Zebras up one. Jackson quickly ahead to Rogers. To Thomas down low. Layup up good. That's, again, how you break the press. Get a wide open layup. Zebras did a nice job, but they got to get back on defense now, as here come the Wabash Apaches. Davis with the basketball over the top to Mattern. 10-footer on the way. No good. Short battle for the rebound. And we're going to have a foul against Hodeshell, I believe.
Got to give it to Emma. She goes in there. Doesn't matter who it is. She's going to scrap with you all night long. Get those loose balls.
3-point lead by the Zebras. Mattern in the corner. Now it's a Short. Short backer, Mattern in the corner. She'll fire the three ball, tie ball game. Mattern's got three more. It's 8-8 with 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Quickly ahead to Thomas. Thomas, left-handed layup, up and good.
They're just slicing and dicing Wabash's press right now.
Mattern with the basketball. That gives off to Davis. Davis has it in the backcourt to Mattern. Davis will finally get it across the timeline. Now she gives it off to Gunderman. Gunderman right in front of the zebra bench goes to Mattern. She'll fire a three ball again. Off the back of the iron. No good. Lexi Thomas goes and gets the rebound. Hottishell now with it. Hottishell across the timeline to Rogers. Rogers right wing back to Hottishell. She'll reset the zebra offense with 2:45 here in the opening quarter. 10-8. Zebras on top. Rogers with it. Loses it. Stolen. Quick lay ahead now to Mattern. Mattern left-handed layup. Up and good. We're knotted back at 10.
She has 8 in the quarter.
Quickly ahead of Jackson. Jackson, she's going to go to the hole. Jackson jump stop off the glass. Good. Kennedy Jackson with two more. Coach Jenny says, pull it back. Just leave the guards up. Get the three post players back.
Yep.
Quickly ahead are the Apaches. Matter now has it, and she'll reset the Apache offense. She comes to the near side now to Gunderman. Gunderman to Davis. Top of the key. Back to Gunderman. She thinks about a three, fakes it, penetrates, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for. Rogers had it, and it's tipped out by Wabash. And Cammy Burkett will come in, and also in Stumbo and Lutz for Wabash. Oh, I guess it will stay with Wabash, last touch by Rogers. Thought they tipped it out of Rogers'
right
hand. 1:58 to go here, and we have an offensive foul. And that's going to be on Stumbo just quickly into the contest. And she picks up her first foul, team third.
There's two Stumbos.
Jordan Stumbo, yeah, that one, the
you,
senior.
Thank you, buddy.
And Wabash will pull back the press now as the Zebra is breaking it pretty easy and getting layups. They'll back it into a 2-3 zone.
Yep.
Hottishell has the ball knocked out of bounds up top. It'll save the Zebras on the far sideline.
Davis is the first player to be able to withstand a Kennedy Jackson move to the for a layup.
Hottishell with the basketball now. Hottishell goes right side to Hawes. Hawes tries to get it down low to Jackson. She tips it over to Thomas. Thomas misses. Gets her own rebound. No good. Thomas gets another rebound. Out to Hawes. Her jumper too hard. Jackson rebound. Up and good. Three or four opportunities there, and the Zebras finally capitalize. That's up 14-10. Quickly ahead of the Apaches. Ball is loose, stolen by Hottishell. Hottishell to the hole, floater up and too hard, no good. Thomas battling for the rebound and stolen by Hottishell as a little helter skelter there. Lutz come away with it. Hottishell just stole it wide open. Jackson at the paint, no good. Jackson gets her own rebound, up too hard again, and a rebound pulled down by Wyatt.
Two possessions, 7 offensive rebounds for the Zebras.
Wyatt with the basketball to Davis. She crosses the timeline. Davis gets it off to Mattern. 50 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Zebras up 14-10. Mattern dribbles down to the corner, gives it to Stumbo. Stumbo trying to go low to Wyatt. Ball's tipped. Wyatt picks it back up, and she's going to be fouled. And I believe that's going to be on Hawes. It is her first team tip, and Mercedes Brown will come in for the first time for the Zebras. Checking back in will be Yoakum and Short for Wabash.
Zebras being just as physical on defense. As soon as that ball is getting into the post, they're putting three people on the ball.
Inbounded to Jordan Stumbo. Stumbo in the corner. Tipped out of bounds by the Zebras. It will stay with Wabash with 37.6 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Inbounds comes to Yoakum. Yoakum back to Stumbo. Back up top now to Lutz. Lutz with the basketball to Davis. Davis right wing. Davis to Short. Short. Running jumper. No good. Davis with the rebound and then knocked out of bounds by Lexi Thomas. It'll stay with Wabash under their basket with 24.9 seconds to go. Zebras up 14-10.
Short getting kind of frustrated. She can't get going yet.
The inbound pass is knocked loose, and the official says a foul coming on the floor. And Mercedes Brown is going to pick up her first one.
I don't know about that one.
And now the Zebras put Wabash in the bonus for the rest of the half. Swing it left side to Yoakum. Yoakum top the key to Stumbo. Stumbo back up to Lutz in the corner. Mattern, 10-footer on the way, no good. Davis tips the rebound to Stumbo. Stumbo then finally throws it out of bounds. It'll be Zebra basketball with 9.6 seconds to go. Leading 14-10.
Wabash, when they put a shot up, there's five black jerseys going to rebound.
Hottishell with the basketball with six. Hottishell with four. Down to Mercedes Brown. Then it's fouled. Mercedes got away with a clear out.
Yes, she did.
And Lutz even is asking the official about it. 1.3 seconds to go. And the Zebras will inbound. Quickly ahead. Stolen, and that'll do for the end of the first quarter. At the end of one, 14-10, Zebras lead on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. Back with the second quarter after this. Giant FM Sports, 92.1 WROY.
Contact the Installation Guys, LLC Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, the first quarter is complete in the Zebras on a 14-10 lead. I want to remind you about our great sponsors here tonight and every night. Pelican of Fulton County, better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you. And RTC Communications, phone, cable, and internet. And Zebras on a 4-point lead headed into the second quarter.
They've done a good job breaking the press. The moment wasn't too big for Sid Hawes. And we're matching their physicality. So 14-10, we're doing what we need to do. Round one to the Zebras.
Hawes comes out, and Millie Scorzone checks in for the first time tonight in the varsity contest. She played JV. We'll talk with Coach Onafield about that coming up here in a little bit. Tip is stolen, or pass is stolen by Jackson. Jackson with a basketball. Jackson then has it knocked out of bounds by Lutz, and it'll stay with the Zebras in the far corner.
Coach said in the pregame about turnovers tonight and how he's disciplining that. Three turnovers in the first quarter for the Zebras. Best quarter we've had turnover-wise so far.
And you jinxed us again. Hottishell with the turnover, but she's right there to get it back. Hottishell quickly down low to score zone. Her layup up and good.
Nice job, Millie.
That's how you make up for a turnover. Yep. You go back and you get one on the other end. And nice job by Emma to stay focused. 16-10 now, Zebras on top. Lutz with the basketball. Lutz comes to the near side, leaves it for Jordan Stumbo. Back to Lutz. Lutz around the screen. Her 12-footer on the way. Bounces around. No good. Rebound. Stumbo, her shot no good. Jackson rips down the rebound.
Nice block by Kennedy.
Hottishell with the basketball. Goes down in the corner to Mercedes Brown. Brown around the Jackson screen. Keeps coming to the near side to Burkett. Burkett left wing. Burkett around the screen from the score zone. Now in the corner to Mercedes. Head fakes, and she's going to be called for the travel.
Cammy needs to, the last two games that when we're playing the zone, when our opponents are playing the zone, Cammy gets the ball, and they're not even respecting her that she can shoot the ball. She's going to have to shoot the ball at some point and take advantage of that.
Mattern and White back in for Wabash, and Caitlin Rogers back in for the Zebras. Quickly ahead is the Wabash. Short in the corner with it. Short. The elbow to Wyatt. Wyatt down low to Gunderman. Her shot up no good. Rogers with the rebound. Quickly ahead to the Hottishell. Hottishell and the Zebras look to push. Hottishell turns it around. Throws it back to Rogers. A three ball on the way. No good. And the rebound to Mattern. 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. 16-10 Zebras on top on your True Value scoreboard. Gunderman with the basketball. Comes back to the top of the key to Mattern. Back to Gunderman. Gunderman, left wing. Into the corner to Yoakum. Yoakum back up top to Gunderman. Three ball on the way by Mattern. Good.
She's been her offense tonight. She's got 11.
Have 13.
Yep.
16-13. Zebras now a three-point lead. Out of shot with the basketball to Jackson. To the near side to Burkett. To score zone at the elbow. Her shot up and off the mark. No good. And a short will rip the rebound. Short ahead to Gunderman. Gunderman then loses out of bounds. Turnover on the Apaches.
They have eight in the game so far.
Sid Hawes in, and Imahasha will get a quick breather. Peru boys are up tonight, 27-13 at the half.
They're playing well this year.
They are.
A young team.
Burkett with a basketball for the Zebras, and she will just lose it. I don't know what she was doing there. She just dribbled right out of bounds, and another turnover on the Zebras.
Yep, she's just got to, okay, the mistake's over with.
Yep, that's the big
go,
thing.
Just let it go.
Yeah, it's like we talked with Emma. You made that mistake, she turned around and got a steal on the other end. Kimmy needs to focus and do the same thing
yep.
here. Well, thanks with the basketball. Yoakum up top. Now she goes to Gunderman. Gunderman into a short. Short tries to go to Wyatt, stolen by Rogers. Quickly hit Cammy into the corner to Hawes, to Rogers. Burkett to Jackson on the near side. Jackson penetrates in to score zone. She dishes it back out to Rogers. Her pass is tipped out of bounds as Rogers tries to make a pass down low. The girls will open, but unfortunately she went over the top instead of the bounce pass. Burkett's out, Brown in.
But then Caitlin made that mistake, but then did the smart play and blocked out her players so that she couldn't get the turnover.
Jackson with the basketball, has it tipped loose, picked up by Millie, scores zone. Millie up off the glass, good.
Wow.
Got the shooter's roll there, and it's 18-13.
I can't believe she got control of that enough to get it all, up off the glass.
Mattern with the basketball, the Apaches goes to the middle, down to Gunderman. Back to Mattern in this corner. Back to the wing. Gunderman with it. Now up top to Gunderman. She penetrates. Shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Rogers. Rogers then is instantly double teamed, and it'll be knocked out of bounds by Wabash.
And you got it. And like I said at the beginning of the broadcast, you have got to secure that basketball because Short was waiting on her to grab it, and then once she grabbed it, Short went right over there and tried to rip it right out of her hands.
Lexi Thomas back in. Scores zone. Will take a breather. 4:15 to go here in the second quarter. Zebras up 18-13. Sid Hawes' pass is stolen by Yoakum. Yoakum, right hand layup, up and good.
Sid, you just can't make that pass in a varsity game. You got
to
swing
it. Pass is not there. Brown with the basketball now for the Zebras, leading by three, 18-15. Rogers in the corner. Rogers around the Thomas screen. She looks to get it to her. Can't. Now comes to the near side to Hawes. Hawes with the basketball in the corner to Rogers to a cutting Jackson. Jackson up off the glass. No good, but an offensive foul coming in. She had to lower that shoulder. She went to the block.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It was a good job by Short to sell it, and Coach Stone was right in the ear of the official when he made the call.
Jackson comes out, and back in is Emma Hotteschel. That'll be Jackson's first, team seventh, player control foul, so the Wabash will have it out of bounds. Mattern will bring it up. She comes to the far side to Yoakum, back up top down to Davis. Davis swings it down low to Wyatt. Wyatt gives it off to Yoakum. Left-hand layup, no good, and Sid Hawes then is going to be tied up on the rebound, and it will go to the Zebras. Good rebound by Sid Hawes. She held on to it and... two Wabash Apaches on it trying to rip it from
three
her.
Of them, and they do it every time. They're okay with you getting the rebound, but they're going to try to strip you every time.
Rogers with the basketball to Brown. Brown on the near side now, corner to Hawes. Brown from the elbow, no good. Rebound now off to Mattern. Mattern quickly ahead to Yoakum. Yoakum right-handed layup up and good to foul.
He wanted to.
And that foul coming on Mercedes Brown. It's going to be her second. As Yoakum will go to the line to complete the three-point play. Free throw on the way. Too hard. In there is Wyatt for the rebound. Her shot no good. Yoakum gets that rebound. Yoakum to Davis. Davis up top. Now to Wyatt. Down in the corner to Davis. Excuse me, to Short. Back out top to Mattern. Her three ball on the way. No good. Wyatt rips down the rebound. Wyatt to Yoakum. Her floater on the way, no good. Lexi Thomas clears the rebound. 18-17. Zebras lead by one with 2:35 to go here in the second quarter. Hawes with the basketball. Hawes in the corner, dribbles out to Brown. Back to Rogers in the right wing. She gives it off to Emma Hottishell, and they'll reset the Zebra offense in the corner.
Taking their time. You got the lead, take your time, get a good shot.
Hottishell with the basketball. Hawes now around the screen, goes off to Mercedes Brown, down low to Lexi Thomas, back out to Rogers, step back three on the way. Good. 21-17. Under 2 minutes ago.
I'd like to see the girls do a little bit more bounce passing instead of chest passes. It'll cut down on the turnover.
Short to the hole, no good. Rebound, Rogers. Off to Hottishell. Hottishell looking to get it to Thomas. Thomas, nice pass. The up and under then is knocked loose, and it's still loose. Lexi Thomas comes away with it. Coach James gets a timeout.
Smart.
And it'll be underneath the basket. The 30-second timeout. Millie scores zone will come in for Rochester. This is an opportunity to remind you about our great sponsors here on Giant FM. Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they always treat you like family. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Smith Sawyer & Smith Insurance, insurance bonds and wealth management. Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. Anatol Moose Lodge, 1107. Come out and enjoy family fun. The Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation provider, as well as Jennings Insurance in Argus and Rochester, going beyond the expected for you. 1:38 remains here in the first half. Zebras own a 21-17 lead on the Inyards True Value scoreboard. After the timeouts by Coach Jennings, as Lexi Thomas was down on her knees trying to find somebody open to get the ball in, and Coach Jennings, great job calling the timeout. Pass over the top once again. Last touch by Millie. Goes out of bounds. Another turnover on the Zebras.
Caitlin probably just needed to make a one dribble and then a bounce pass into Millie instead of the trying to go over the top.
Now down to the corner to Davis. Davis trying to go down to Wyatt. Wyatt turn around against Lexi Thomas. No good. Against score zone. No good. Score zone rips the rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball. And it will stay with Wabash.
When we get the rebound, we've got to be strong, not pull your elbows out and try to hit, but get them up and use the ball to rip and go.
The inbounds to Mattern. Mattern down in the corner, now double team. And she'll call a timeout. And Coach Stone wants a 30. We'll keep it here as well. 21-17, 1:18 to go here in the first half before halftime. Coming up at halftime, we'll have the halftime show brought to you by Jarrett's Place. And we'll talk to JV coach Austin Onifield in a big win in overtime, 44-40 for the JV squad. So we'll talk to him about that again coming up at halftime.
Coach talking exactly what I said. He's in the tunnel right now the whole timeout saying, get the ball, get your elbows up, use the ball to rip and go. If their face is hit by the ball as you're ripping, it's not a foul.
Well, you got to be careful because sometimes the officials will call that, especially depending on the officials.
Yeah,
21-17, 1:18. Yeah, unfortunately, I've seen that. And Wabash will have it after they got trapped in the corner and they call a 30-second timeout. Davis to inbound. Davis tries to go down low to Wyatt. Nice job by Millie and Thomas to knock that out of bounds. It'll stay with Wabash. Underneath their basket, baseline right. Davis looking to inbound. Gets it in to Yoakum. Yoakum, 12-footer on the way. Too hard. And Rogers rips the rebound. Quickly ahead to Hottishell. Hottishell penetrates. Tries to thread a needle and can't do so. Wyatt gets the steal. Another turnover on the Zebras. Wyatt almost travels and then throws it ahead to Mattern. Mattern to Davis. Davis with the basketball. Down low to Short. Short turnaround jumper. No good. Lexi Thomas chases down the rebound. Thomas will dribble and clear out. And then Emma Hottishell will come get the basketball. 40 seconds remaining here in the first half. Rogers with it on the left wing. Rogers gets the score zone screen. They try to thread it again. Tipped by Wabash. Picked up by Rogers. Now to Hottishell. Hottishell on the right wing. Hottishell with 27. Odishel to Rogers. In the wing. Dribbles back up top. Picks up her dribble. Goes in the corner and out of Odishel. Odishel to Hawes. Hawes penetrates. Kicks it back out to Rogers. Swing it right side to Odishel. Back over the tie to Hawes. She'll fire the three ball just off the mark. Rebound is fought for, and I believe they're going to get Lexi Thomas on a foul, and will walk to the other end and shoot one in the bonus.
That guy likes to call, likes to blow his whistle and call fouls.
We'll walk to the other end with 8.3 seconds remaining, 21-17.
Called that on Emma, didn't they? Or no, it was Lexi. Oh, my bad.
And to the line will go the senior and Olivia Short.
Scoreless in the first half. She averages almost 13 a game.
21-17. Zebras up. Short first free throw. Hard off the back of the iron. No good. Sid Hawes with the rebound. Hawes to Odishel with six. Odishel with four. Odishel with two. Odishel gives it to Rogers at the buzzer on the way. No good. But that's going to do it for the first half. On the Inyards True Value Scoreboard, Zebras 21, Wabash Apache 17. Back with the halftime show, sponsored by Driving Place here on Giant FM.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyards True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyards can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyards True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School. Again, we're at halftime here of the varsity contest as they lead 21-17. Halftime show being brought to you by Jaretti's Place, home of the Other Side Grill in the Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and a full coffee bar. They are now featuring bubble tea. That's Jaretti's Place in downtown Rochester. Well, alongside now, a very happy and excited JV coach Austin Onafield, and a big win for you and the club, 44-40 in overtime. I guess you could be happy and upset at the same time because you had a big lead and you let Wabash back in, but then they battled and was able to get it in overtime.
Yeah, so first quarter, Wabash, we allowed 0 points. Very good first half, our first quarter. Once we get into the second quarter, 8 points. All right, we're doing fine now, only 8 points in the first half. Then we hit the third and fourth quarter lull of 11 and 15. I think we wanted to make it interesting today, give Coach a little heart attack while we're sitting there on the bench. Big shot, though. I just want to give it out to Lily Eaton. Come back two straight games, hit some pretty clutch shots for us. But the big thing is this was a good learning opportunity for these freshmen. I mean, we know we got Millie and Watson coming in. They were doing their part today. But this was a time for the freshmen to learn and for to start to control and understand the flow of a game and how to handle late game situations.
Kelly Watson led you with 13 points, but the nice part is, as I look down, you had six JV squad scoring for you tonight. And really, you know, I want to give a shout-out to Kylie Coleman as well, man. As she battled down both ends on the blocks and then was able to get a couple of steals, got fouled, and then really hit the free throws at the end for you.
Yeah, Kylie Coleman, as usual, does a little bit of everything for us. When I ask her to come out and play the two, she understands I need to feed the post. I need to look to drive, get to the free throw line. Coming down here, like you said, clutch free throws, getting to the free throw line, rebounding, boxing out. And big thing is she's starting to communicate, starting to point and direct people where to be. She's saying, all right, we're down here on X. All right, Emma Sells, get on Y, scoot over. And that's what you're starting to really see the development is that these sophomores are starting to really help learn the freshmen, teach the freshmen. And that's a great way for them to start to understand the whole flow of the game.
Lily Eaton with eight, MSLs with six. Your two of your big freshmen there for you with 14 points. That was huge.
Yes, especially at the end of the game with MSLs and Lily Eaton had to handle the pressure in the blunt the first time they've actually built a very up-tempo pressure like that. And Wabash has got some, you know, taller guards than us. It's not really hard to do to be taller than us in this game. But we have to be able to keep what I preach is retreat dribbles. As we were backing up last game against Argus, Lily Eaton had a great game of keeping her dribble alive. So we worked on it. Now Sells is working on it, feeding the post more today. And we're getting a little bit of everybody going.
You know, the other nice thing was Elizabeth Weaver able to get in and get you 5 points. And then Millie Scherzone, like you said, her and Watson splitting some time here tonight. And really both of Weaver and Scherzone got you 5 apiece. And those were big 5 because at that point, you know, that was that fourth quarter for Weaver, that third and fourth quarters where you really needed them.
Yes. And that's what we, next player up, next person up. You know, once we get these varsity players who've got quarter limits, they come in and they do their thing. Now it is left up to the sophomores to clean up and really help. And what we saw was Coleman and Weaver, and then you had Lily or Watson in there. They're communicating. They're directing traffic. A lot of the guards can't see what's behind them, so Weaver right. is really screaming and yelling. I keep telling her, you got to talk more and more. She's getting frustrated with me. She goes, Coach, I can't talk anymore.
And I said, we know better.
You can keep going, Weaver. So it's good to see the sophomores are starting to take control of the game during the flow of the game, not always looking over at the coaches, not looking over the stands for some guidance. They're starting to understand the game and start making the right reads.
21-17 here in the varsity game. It's been a battle in this one as well in Wabash. Just as physical in this varsity as they were in the JV.
I was excited for this game, the battle of the bigs. We're going to see what the Rochester defense is made up, but we'll see how mentally we can handle some pressure on the inside. We're starting to get our box outs. If we push the ball ahead like we're doing, we had a nice transition. Jackson got the rebound, took it straight up to Rogers without that ball hitting ground, straight down to Millie score zone. We keep pushing the ball. Our bigs can outrun them. I think we need to get out in transition, keep the pressure up. But deep feed in the post, I like what our posts are doing today.
Coach, we'll let you get back to the squad. Congratulations to you and the JV. 44-40 in overtime. We'll talk to you Thursday night.
Sounds good. Can't wait to see you guys.
All right, thanks. Zebra JV coach Austin on the field here on halftime of the varsity contest. We'll take a quick break when we come back. Justin will have first half numbers for us. Again, at halftime on the Innerts True Value scoreboard, 21-17. Zebra's on top. Giant FM Sports.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School. Again, we are at halftime. 21-17 Zebras lead. Justin, you've got first half numbers.
For Wabash, they have 4 2-point field goals, 3 3-point field goals, or 0 of 2 from the free throw line for their 17 points. They have 16 total rebounds, 8 offensive, 8 defensive, 9 turnovers. They're led in scoring by Mattern, who's leading all scorers with 11. Davis has 2, and Yoakum has 4. For your Lady Zebras, 7 2-point field goals, 2 3-point field goals, 1 of 4 from the free throw line. For their 21 points, 22 rebounds there for the Zebras. 7 offensive, 15 defensive, 9 turnovers. So game is close. Again, I agree with Coach Onifield. We gotta utilize our bigs. Our bigs, I think, are a little bit more athletic than theirs. We got to keep going inside and in transition, get out, get them running, and get the ball up to them and get easy layups.
And I think the big thing is going to be the blockouts. You're starting to see Wyatt and Short get a little more frustrated because they're not scoring as well, and they're going to come at you, I think, a little bit more on those rebounds and try to get you to turn it over. And if we can stay calm, focused, kind of what Coach said in the pregame, hurry, but be slow. I think good things will come, but if we start getting into that up-paced game or where we're rushing things and not looking, then we're in trouble.
Yeah, and the first thing is secure the orange, rip through, and then go. Coach Stone's going to make adjustments. He wants to press, and we pulled him out of it because we were just slicing and dicing. He's going to make – we're going to see here early to see if he made the adjustments and see if they're going to still pressure us. But, again, secure the basketball, take your time, get it up the floor, and once you get it up there, bounce passes, bounce passes, bounce passes, so we don't turn the ball over.
Reminder of our great sponsors here tonight, Fulton County Solid Waste District. Please don't trash our future. Please don't trash our future. Please recycle. Plascon Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent healthcare providers. Just a few other proud supporters of Zebra basketball all season long. Zebras will have it to start. It'll be the original five. Hawes, and Rogers will set Wabash for you here in just a second. Hawes with it up top. Hawes dribble to the top. Now goes to the left side. Now to Hodeshell. Hodeshell trying to get it down low to Thomas. She does, and shot up, partially blocked, and rebound's going to be tied up, and it'll go back to Wabash. Wabash has their five starters on the floor as well. Mattern, Yoakum, Gunderman, Wyatt, and Short.
Good look there, and a good look into Lexi. She just needed to be a little bit stronger. Short made a good job on the block.
Yoakum with basketball goes to the far side. Now to Mattern. Mattern to Wyatt, or excuse me, Short. Down low to Wyatt. Wyatt's layup up, no good. Rebound quickly to Hawes. Hawes quickly up the floor, gets Short, kicks it back out to Rogers. Her three ball on the way. Money.
Buried it. That's three three-pointers tonight for Caitlin.
That all started. Great job by Sid Hawes as she penetrated as deep as she could until the defender stepped up, kicked it back out to Rogers, and had the wide-open three, and it's 24-17. Now Zebras on top.
Basketball's real easy.
Yeah. Gunderman with the basketball now down in the corner. Back up top to Gunderman. Down low to Wyatt. Wyatt, turnaround jumper off the glass. Good.
It's her first bucket of the ball game.
24-19. Just under a minute gone by here in the third. Quickly up to Hawes. Hawes has it in the corner. Back up top around the screen. Goes to Rogers and right through her hands. Turnover Zebras.
She was looking to either make the pass down the post or get herself set before she got the ball and went right through her hands.
6:40 to go here in the third quarter. Gunderman with the basketball. Comes to the near side now to Yoakum. Yoakum back to Gunderman in the corner. Gunderman picks up her dribble. Tries to go down low. Knocked loose right into the hands of Wyatt. Up and good. Wyatt got four all here in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. Hawes with the basketball. Hawes against Yoakum. Comes from one side to the other. Stops. Looking to get rid of it. Now gives it out to Hodeshell. Her three ball on the way. Off the mark. No good. Rebound run down by Mattern. Mattern and the Apaches will push with 6 minutes to go here in the third. 24-21 on the In Your True Value scoreboard. Zebras up three. Mattern over the top to Wyatt. Wyatt pushed off. No call. And they're going to call Rogers underneath.
There was Rogers was straight up, didn't bump into her enough, and Wyatt was off balance, but the ref decided it was a foul.
Ref says she got her with the lower body,
mm-hmm.
And that's going to be Rogers' first team first. Wyatt to the line. Free throw, missed. Bad.
Ball never lies, buddy.
24-21, 5:53 to go here in the third quarter. Wyatt will have a second. We talked about blockouts, and it comes on free throws as well. That one's good. 24-22, two-point Zebra lead. Hughes will inbound, and Wabash will set back in that 2-3 zone. They're not even going to attempt to put pressure on yet. Hawes with the basketball on the right wing, or left wing. Hawes looking. Comes around the screen by Hughes. Now back over to Hodeshell. She'll penetrate, go up, no good. Rebound, Wyatt. Wyatt with the basketball. Off to Gunderman. Gunderman now has the basketball. She'll bring it across the timeline. Yoakum. Yoakum with the basketball. Matter, deep three on the way, in and out, no good, and
foul
coming against Hodeshell.
For second.
Says he throw the put an elbow into Yoakum after the shot. It'll be out of bounds.
Oh, it was after the shot.
Yep, after the shot, it'll be out of bounds. It'll be Hodeshell's second, team second. Inbound pass comes to Wyatt. Wyatt loses it, picks it back up. Wyatt goes to the hole, kicks it out to Yoakum. Yoakum over the top to Mattern. Down low to Wyatt. Ball's tipped. Ball's loose, picked up by Mattern. Mattern then will reset the Wabash Apache lineup. She thinks about going right. She almost picked up her dribble too soon. Now she goes down in the corner to Short. Short back up top to Wyatt. Wyatt penetrates around the defense. Down low. Has it, and the ball's tipped. It's loose, and we're going to have a jump ball. It'll be Zebra basketball.
Good backside defense by Sid Hawes on that zone to get down there and disrupt that pass and then get the jump ball.
Burkett in, and Sid Hawes will get a break. 24-22, 4:50 to go here in the third on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Zebra's up two. Hodeshell with the basketball. Comes to the near side to Rogers. Rogers. Penetrates, thinks about it, kicks it back out to Hodeshell. Three ball on the way, no good. Rebound's tipped right into the hands of Burkett. Burkett then throws it, and it goes over and back. Turnover, Zebras.
12 in the game for the Zebras.
24-22. Gunderman will inbound. She does to Mattern. Mattern will set the offense for the Apaches. Gunderman right side to Yoakum, down in the corner. Gunderman to Wyatt, off the block, up and good. You knew she wasn't going to stay silent for long, and Wyatt's got six here in the third quarter.
Seven.
Seven, 24-24, I forgot the free throw. We're knotted at 24. Rogers down low to Hughes, kicks it back out to Rogers, ball's loose, ripped it out, down in the corner to Hodeshell. Hodeshell penetrates, throws up a running jumper, no good, and the rebound to Gunderman. Off the matter.
Empty possessions here in the start of the third quarter.
Gunderman travels, no call. Goes to the hole, up, and no good. Rebounds fought for, and going to have a foul against the Zebras. And that's going to be on Hughes.
Both players were going after the ball. I don't understand. Emily's the one that got thrown to the ground.
Hughes picks up her third, team third. She comes out, and Millie Scrizone in. Inbounds pass. Down low to Wyatt. Wyatt, turnaround, jumper, no good. And we have a whistle.
The adjustment at halftime for Wabash is to get the ball to Wyatt on the block and let her dictate what they're going to do on offense.
That foul coming against Hodeshell is going to be her third, team fourth. Wyatt's free throw good. 25-24. Wabash has their first lead of the contest.
And she has all eight of their points here in the third quarter.
Wyatt's second free throw on the way. Hard off the iron. No good. Rogers rips the rebound. 25-24. Zebras down one. Hodeshell crosses the timeline. Goes left side now to Burkett. Burkett top the key. Burkett down in the corner to Rogers. She'll fire the three ball. Got it. 27-25, Zebras back up two on the Innards True Value scoreboard. 3:15 to go here in the third. Randy Wynn, Justin Bach, glad you could join us here on Giant FM. Mattern with the basketball, comes to the near side to Gunderman, down to Davis. She kicks it down a little wide, dribbles it off her foot, right in the hands of Hodeshell. Hodeshell, the Zebras will push, ahead to score zone, her layup up and good.
Nice. Good look by Emma, nice finish by Millie.
29-25, Zebras back up by four. Mattern with the basketball. Top the key. She'll pop a three on the way. No good. Rebound. Burkett. Burkett then is fouled. And that's going to be the first of the half for Wabash. And that's going to be on 12 Davis. Her first. And coming in for the first time in the second half will be Lutz. And she'll replace Gunderman. 2:46 to go here. Zebras up 29-25 in the third quarter.
Caitlin has 14 points with four three-pointers in the game.
Burkett with the basketball on the left wing up top. Hottishell dribbles in, kicks it down to Caitlin. Caitlin on the foot was on the line. It's just a two, and it's 31-25.
16 points for
2:22 to go here in the third. The ball's tipped, loose, picked up by Hottishell. Hottishell quickly ahead to Rogers. Tipped by Lutz, and now back to Hottishell. Hottishell with the basketball.
They're starting to extend the zone, kind of making it a matchup up top, and we turn the ball over.
Burkett's pass is stolen by Mattern. Mattern with the basketball. Down low to Lutz, and she's going to be fouled. And I believe it's going to be on Rogers.
Be her second.
Team number five, and that'll send Lutz to line to shoot two, and Sid Hawes will come back in at the first opportunity. Lutz misses the free throw. Hawes in, Burkett out, and coming in will be Jordan Stumbo for Wabash, and sitting down will be Short.
Wabash on the season is shooting around 47% from the foul line.
Free throw good again by Lutz. 31-26, Zebras up. Here in the third quarter, Hottishell picks up her dribble. Now she has to go cross court, now to Hawes. Hawes to Hottishell. Hottishell around the defender into the corner to Rogers. Quick shot on the way, three ball, no good. Rebound comes out to Lutz and the Apaches. She gives it off to Mattern. Mattern will run the point. 90 seconds remaining here in the third. Davis down low, kicks it back out to Mattern. She's trying to get it down low to Wyatt. Davis will penetrate. Kicked out of bounds by Rogers. Good defense that time, and Mercedes Brown will come in. And Hottishell will sit down with three fouls.
Good adjustment by Coach Jennings to get Millie in. Millie is really battling with Wyatt right now, being just as physical as she is, and it's disrupting what they're wanting to do on offense.
Davis inbound to Mattern. Three ball on the way. No good. Rogers goes up and rips that rebound. Here comes Mercedes Brown and the Zebras. Brown on the left wing. Brown around the defender. Now in the corner to Sid Hawes. So Rogers tipped out of bounds by Lutz. It'll stay with the Zebras. And Coach Stone quickly going to make some more substitutions as Yoakum and Short back in the contest.
Wabash is bringing that 2-3, extending it out to the volleyball lines right now, and we just got to be patient, find this gap, and attack it.
Ahead to Rogers, the inbound pass, and a Short rebound, too short. 60 seconds remain in the third, 31-26, Zebras quickly ahead, Short with the basketball. An acrobatic shot thrown up in the air, and it bounces in, 31-28.
That's her first points of the ball game.
Rogers with the basketball. Has it knocked out of bounds by Lutz as she tries to come back to Brown. 44 seconds here in the third. Hawes will inbound right in front of the Zebra bench. She gets it to Mercedes. Back to Hawes. To Rogers, top of the key. Rogers has it stolen by Lutz. Lutz, left-handed layup up. Good. 31-30.
Gotta take care of the basketball.
20 seconds remaining. Brown with the basketball here in the third quarter. Goes to the far side to Hawes. Passes tipped, stolen by Lutz. Quickly ahead to Yoakum. Yoakum, layup good. 32-31. Wabash has the lead now. Mercedes Brown across the timeline with five. Mercedes down low to score zone. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the Zebras with 1.8 seconds to go here in the third.
Zebras has six turnovers, which has resulted in them being down 1 point here in the third quarter.
32-31, Wabash on top. 1.8 seconds here in the third. Off the inbound to Rogers. Rogers then just tosses it up, hoping for a foul, and gets nothing. Quarter ends. At the end of three on the Inert's True Value scoreboard, 32-31. Wabash leads your Zebras here on Giant FM Sports.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flush, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tires, see Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Local radio is high school basketball, on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, 32-31. The Zebras trail by one on the In Your True Value scoreboard as we get ready to hit to the fourth quarter. This one's turning out to be a lot like the JV game.
Yeah, and again, the third quarter seems to be our bugaboo coming out after halftime. They outscored us 15-10. And like I said, we turned the ball over six times in that quarter that helped them get their lead.
Wallbacks will have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. They come to the near side to Lutz. Lutz with the basketball. Right side now to Mattern. They get it down to Wyatt. Wyatt against score zone. Throws a shot up. No good. Thomas rips the rebound. Then she's going to be fouled. And that's either going to be on Wyatt or Short. We'll wait and see. And it's going to be against Short.
Her second.
Team second. Great job that time by Lexi Thomas just to clear that one out and hold on to it.
I really like the way Millie's playing defense down there. She's really giving Wyatt a headache.
Lexi Thomas up top. Now to Hawes. Hawes on the left wing. Hawes looks to dribble the near side. Stolen by Lutz. Lutz layup up and no good. And so Hawes is going to pick a foul. And Lutz will go to the line to shoot two.
A little run and jump right there on Sid. And she never saw it coming, and Lutz took it down the other end.
Lutz, a 5'4 senior for this Wabash Apache squad. And Wyatt has blood, so they're going to have to get that looked at. And she has some blood on her arm, so she's got to get that taken care of. And Gunderman will come in while she gets that looked at. And Lutz will go to the line to shoot two. Her first free throw is good. 33-31 now.
And the Zebras are just going to have to handle the pressure here then, because they're going to start turning it up now that they're up.
Second free throw, good is good. 34-31. 3-point Wabash lead, and here comes the Zebras. Rogers in the corner. Rogers then is fouled by Yoakum. That'll be her first, team third. And quickly back in will be Wyatt, and sitting down will be Yoakum. Yoakum picks up her first, team third. And now Lexi Thomas will inbound. Tyler Schill back in the contest. Hawes sits down. Tyler Schill with it. Left side now to Thomas. To Jackson. Jackson will penetrate. Tries to go over the top, and it's stolen by the Apaches. Every pass we try to go over the top, they've either knocked loose or tipped it.
Bounce passes.
Lutz with the basketball now on the other end. To Mattern, back to Lutz, stop the key. Now to Gunderman. To Wyatt. Wyatt, down low to Short. Back up top to Gunderman. She fakes a three, penetrates, down low to Wyatt. Wyatt to a wide open Short, up and good.
Nice pass, nice look, and good finish by Short.
36-31, now a 5-point lead for the Apaches, their biggest of the night. Jackson with the basketball. Just for zone. Back to Jackson. Her shot up off the glass rolls in. And it's 36-33 on the Indians' True Value scoreboard. Zebras down three.
6 points for Jackson tonight.
6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Lutz with the basketball. Lutz to Wyatt. Had it tipped by Hodeshell. Rogers picks it up. And she'll give it off to Hodeshell. Stolen by Lutz. Lutz, left hand lift up and good. Timeout, Coach Jennings. All of a sudden, a little lackadaisical are the Lady Zebras with the ball handling and another turnover.
Lutz is very aggressive. She's waiting for them to turn their bodies back, and then she's just attacking that that hand and then going and getting it. She's made a couple of plays like that, a couple of steals and layups like that. And we've got to be recognized. We got to put the ball to the floor and go.
Timeout. Zebra's back from the list. 9 FM.
Break up with your old internet provider.
Right.
Hi,
help.
I'm Martin Holder at RTC
with over
25
years
I'm here
experience.
To tell you
Tidewater
even missed that. What's its name?
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday...
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, as the timeout by the Zebras, and they'll have the basketball now. Hottishell brings it up. Hottishell looking for Jackson. Gets it to her on the left wing. Jackson back to Hottishell. Hottishell dribbles down in the right wing against Lutz and thrown out of bounds. He intended for Jackson, or excuse me, for Rogers.
Emma was frustrated that she didn't get a foul call and then just kind of, I don't know what that pass was going, but.
38-33, 5:43 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hottishell out, Mercedes Brown in. Mattern with the basketball, comes to Lutz. Lutz now back up off to Gunderman, swings it right side to Mattern. Her deep three on the way, no good. Millie Scherzone and Wyatt have it tied up. It'll be a jump ball, and it'll go with the Zebras.
Five points seems like a wide margin right now. Just
yeah, no coming back in, and Mattern sit down.
Just no flow right now for the Zebras on offense.
Got some sweat or something on the floor, so we're going to wipe that up. 5:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Zebras trail the Innards True Value scoreboard 38-33. As the Zebras will have it to go the length of the floor. As they wipe up the sweat. We're ready to go. Randy Witt and Justin Bach here on a Giant FM Sports Live. You can join us. Our next podcast will be Thursday night as the Rochester Zebras travel to North Miami to take on the Lady Warriors in another TRC matchup. We'll be on the air about 7:25 or so. Zebras with basketball now. Mercedes Brown in the corner. Mercedes back up top to Rogers. Rogers to Thomas, to Jackson. Jackson around the screen gives it to Mercedes. Brown with the basketball.
Swing it.
Brown dribbles it back up top to Jackson. Jackson penetrates. Jackson running jumper on the way. Yes! That foul coming on. It's going to be Wyatt. It's going to be her second, team fourth. As Kennedy Jackson will go to the free throw line to try to complete the three-point play. No good, and Lexi Thomas is going to be called for a push in the back on the rebound attempt. And I think we'll go to the other end and shoot free throws there.
That's her third.
Team seventh. So, coming in will be Hughes. Coming out will be Lexi Thomas. 4:58 to go. Three-point contest. Zebras up 38-35.
Wyatt is 2-4 for the game from the free throw line so far.
Wyatt has her first one of the 1-1, and it's good. 39-35, four-point lead.
She's got 9 so far tonight.
Second one is good again. 40-35. Here comes the Zebras. Mercedes Brown with the basketball. Into the double team. That goes to the near side, and we're going to have a foul against Yoakum.
She's been doing that all night.
And coming in will be Davis. Going out will be Short. That's going to be Oakham second, team fifth. Hughes will inbound. Hughes over the top, tipped by Lutz, and it's going to be a battle between Lutz and Rogers, and the ball got a bounce, last touch by Wabash. It'll stay with the Zebras.
Lutz is quick. She's got quick hands.
Yeah. I mean, she is a fighter out there, too. She's going to scrap you all night long, and you've got to be able to adjust to it, and right now the Zebras are having problems with it.
Yep.
Mercedes Brown across the timeline to Jackson. Jackson, double-teamed over Mercedes Brown to Hughes at the block. Hughes, turnaround jumper. No, she traveled as she tried to shuffle her feet and get position.
Turnover number 20 for the Lady Zebras.
Lutz out, and in is Mattern. 40-35, 4.5 to go here in the fourth. Zebras trail by five. Quickly up is Mattern with the basketball. Mattern to Yoakum. The right wing to Davis. Tries to go down low to Wyatt. Wyatt travels, no call. Yoakum with the free throw line jumper, no good. Tipped out by Wyatt, picked up by Mattern. Now to Yoakum. To Davis. Davis, travel. Free throw line. Tipped by Mercedes Brown. Mercedes Brown diving for the basketball, and Coach Davis gets it, or excuse me, Coach Jennings gets the timeout as Mercedes Brown dives on the basketball. Great job by Mercedes Brown. Great hustle. Is an opportunity to tell you about our fine sponsors tonight. Tidewater Executive Tax Service, where everyone counts. Rochester Glass, locally owned and operated since 1956. Perkins, Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the law firm built for your current and future legal needs, as well as Giretti's Place, home of the Underside Grill in Arlington Banquet Room. Just a few of the proud supporters of the Zebra basketball all season long. 4:05 to go here on the In Your True Value scoreboard. Zebras trail 40-35. They'll have the basketball right in front of the scoring table.
I guess which team is going to shoot free throws well down the stretch and which one's going to take care of the basketball is going to decide this basketball game.
Hottishell goes to Jackson. Jackson loses it, picks it back up. To Rogers. Rogers on the wing. To Hughes. Hughes fakes a three, goes up to the hole. She's going to be a late whistle, and finally the Zebras get advantage of one.
Both refs look at each other like, oh, are you going to blow the whistle or am I going to blow the whistle?
That foul coming on Short, and it's going to be her third, team six. So both teams in the bonus the rest of the contest. Hughes at the line to shoot two. Her first one, good. 40-36. Zebras trail by four. Second one on the way for Emily Hughes. It's good again. 40-37. Quickly ahead to Yoakum. Yoakum with the basketball for the Apaches. Yoakum to Davis. Stolen by the Zebras and Rogers. Now to Hottishell. Hottishell with it across the timeline. Zebras need to take advantage of Luth being on the bench right now because she was causing problems.
Yep.
Hottishell throws it right into the hands of Short. She quickly ahead to, that was Yoakum, her shot up and no good. Wyatt shot up and no good. Ball still loose, being far around there, picked up by Mattern. Back out to Yoakum, in the corner to Davis. Davis puts it on the ground, tries to go, now picks up a dribble, and she bounces it off of, nope, they get a timeout first. Either way, it's going to cost Coach Stone a timeout because he's going to take a 30-second one, and we'll take one as well. 3:11 on the Inner True Value scoreboard, 40-37. Wabash Apaches up.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, Wabash will have it in the corner to inbound after the Coach Stone timeout. Davis does to Mattern. Back up top now to Matter. To Wyatt at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Yoakum. Yoakum gets Jackson off her feet, trying to block the shot, and she'll be fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Kennedy Jackson picks up her second.
Jackson just went ahead and just, when you bring her arm down, it's I don't care if you don't hit anything, they're going to call the foul.
Wallbacks will be three there at the free throw line. Missed the first one. Got to have another one on the way, and Coach Jennings says, we've got to have this block out, ladies. 2:59 to go. We're in the fourth quarter. Second one on the way by Yoakum. Hard off the back of the iron. No good.
Yep, there you go.
And Thomas with a great block out. And Wyatt goes over the top. And Lexi Thomas will get to the walk the other end to shoot free throws.
That's what happens when you block out. Something good's going to happen. You're going to get the rebound or get a foul. And that's why it's third.
So Gundrum back in, and Yoakum will sit down. That's going to be Wyatt's third. Team seventh is Lexi Thomas now at the line shooting one in the bonus. Free throw. Good for Lexi Thomas. 40-38. Second one on the way. Extra time. Eyes it. Flies it. Good. 40-39, a one-point contest. Wabash up. 2:55 to go here in regulation. Quickly ahead are the Apaches. Benjamin trying to go to Wyatt. Wyatt up off the glass. Too hard. Rebound fought for, and Davis comes away with it. Davis did his triple team. She gets it out to Gunderman. Her shot on the way, no good. And Rogers gets the rebound, and Wyatt picks up her fourth foul.
Still got to squeeze that orange, though. I don't like it when you're leaving it to chance when you don't secure it.
Sid Hawes checking back in, and she'll come in for Emily Hughes. And Lutz will be back in, and Wyatt will sit down with four fouls. 2:35 to go here in the fourth.
16 points tonight for Caitlin Rogers, hoping to add two more here.
Rogers, first of 1-1. Good, and we're not at a 40. 2:35 to go here in the fourth, 40-40. And Rogers has a chance to get the Zebras back the lead. Chess, 41-40, 2:35 to go here in regulation. Davis with the basketball now. Davis crossed the timeline. Davis picks up her dribble, goes right side to Gunderman. Now to Matterin, and down low too short. Her jumper no good. Lexi Thomas with another rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball. And it will go with the Zebras.
We're 6 of 7 in the quarter from the foul line.
Hotshot will bring it across the timeline. 2:15 to go here in regulation. 41-40, Zebras on top by one. Jackson with the basketball. Jackson to Hawes on the left wing. Hawes dribbles back towards the middle, gives it off to Emma Hotshot. Hotshot goes left side. Now brings it back right to Jackson. Hawes in the corner. Trying to get it down low to Lexi Thomas. Can't do so. Stolen by Gunderman. Gunderman with the basketball to the other end. Great defense by Rogers to get down there quickly. And the three ball on the way by Matter. No good. Jackson rips the rebound.
Way to get back to
Rogers. She hustled back. Was able to stop a wide open layup. And Jackson now has the basketball. Jackson on the left wing. Jackson going to the hole. Finger roll, no good, and then I call another offensive foul on Kennedy Jackson.
Wasn't even in position to make that call.
And checking back in to the contest will be Wyatt for the Apaches. And sitting down will be Davis. 1:30 to go here in the fourth. 41-40. Hotshot will put a little pressure on the backcourt, and Short has it. Now gives it off to Gunderman. Gunderman, cross-court pass to Lutz. Her 12-footer on the way, no good. Rogers with the rebound. Rogers, then to Hadeshell. And, you know, as I say, you knew Lutz was coming. She's a defensive specialist right now. She's all over Hadeshell.
Emma's got to watch that arm.
Now to Hawes. Down low to Thomas. Back up top to Emma. Emma. To Hawes. With 60 seconds to go. Down low to Thomas. Thomas then loses it. And stolen by Gunderman. 50 seconds to go. Quickly up ahead is Mattern. Mattern to Gunderman. To Short. Back to Gunderman. Out of Mattern on the right wing. She penetrates just inside the lane. No good. Rebound. Fought for, and I believe they're going to get Short for a shove in the back, and they do.
For fourth.
So now Wyatt and Short, both with four fouls, and Lexi, no, it could be Caitlin Rogers, I'm sorry, will walk to the other end to shoot one and the bonus.
18 points tonight for Caitlin. She's had a really good night, both inside and outside, and now we need to see it with the free throws.
One and one for Rogers. Zebras up by one. Free throw, good. 42-40. 41.1 seconds to go. Caitlin Rogers has the second of the one-on-one. Coach Jennings will call a timeout if she makes this. And bounces around, no good. Wyatt pulls down the rebound. 38 seconds to go. Quickly ahead is Gunderman. Gunderman with the basketball to Mattern. Back to Gunderman. Gunderman to Wyatt. Wyatt down low. Kicks it back out to Luce. Her 15-footer on the way. No good. Rogers secures the rebound. Quickly ahead to Hawes to Hadeshell. 22 seconds to go. Hadeshell with the basketball. Got to get it across the timeline, and she does against Luce. And now Coach Jennings will call a timeout as Hadeshell was trapped in the sideline. And we'll take a timeout as well. We come back 16.5 seconds to go. 42-40. Zebras on top. You're listening to Zebra Basketball. Giant FM.
Smith Farm Store and their knowledgeable staff are ready for fall. Smith Farm Store, your official Skag, Steel, and Simplicity dealer with a full line of equipment from leaf blowers to snow throwers. Smith Farm Store staffs a fully certified repair technician to tune up or fix your equipment so it's always ready. While you're at Smith Farm Store, be sure to check out their inventory of clothing, pet, and equestrian supplies, paint, lighting, grills, wood stoves, and much more. Everything for every project. All under one roof. Smith Farm Store, 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Local radio is high school basketball, on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High Schools. Zebras will have it on the far sideline. Jackson will inbound. 16.5 seconds to go. Zebras up 42-40. Hadeshell with it. Then it's fouled by Lutz. Lutz was trying to foul, and the official wouldn't call it.
Yeah, she.
That's her second team 10, so Emma Hadeshell will be at the line shooting two.
Got to hit these. You can ice it right here.
Free throw. Good by Emma Hadeshell. 43-40. I'm not going to say anything yet. Look at the score.
Don't.
Emma Hadeshell with a chance to ice this thing.
She's going
to
hit this free throw.
And she does, and it's 44-40. You better go buy a lottery ticket if that's the score. Hadeshell quickly up is Davis. Short. Fires a three now. And the coach, Coach Stone calls a timeout. As Short steps out and fires a three and drains it, nothing but net, and it's 44-43, a one-point contest, and 6.5 seconds to go, and Coach Stone calls a timeout.
And up to that point, Short had 4 points. She has seven now, and she averages 13. We've done a fantastic job on her tonight, really on her and Wyatt. I think our bigs have been better than theirs tonight. But now, like you said, we got to inbound the ball, secure it, and go to the foul line.
And guess who just came back in? Number five, Madison Lutz for the Wabash Apaches, who has been a thorn in the Lady Zebra guard side.
And she's quick, got quick hands.
Scrappy, too.
Moves her feet very well on defense.
And here comes the press. You know, the Zebras broke it early in the first half. We'll see what they can do here. 6.5 seconds to go. 44-43, Zebras up by one. After the Coach Stone timeout, Zebras have one timeout remaining. Hawes will inbound. Hawes into Hadashell. Hadashell against Lutz. Right around her, quickly ahead to Rogers, and then a foul called in the backcourt. And that'll send Emma to the line to shoot two. Yep, and they're going to call it on Lutz from a push from behind. So Emma at the line shooting two shots. As Coach Jennings has everybody set where he wants defensively. First one by Emma, good. And back in is Mattern. And Lutz will sit down. Mattern, probably the better three-point shooter.
Right. And she has three tonight.
Hawes will be guarding Mattern. And a missed shot. And probably a good one by Emma. Emma missed. 45-43. The Zebras win it tonight. A great battle here at Rochester High School in the TRC. The Zebras come away with double victories in the JV contest. 44-40 in overtime, and here tonight in regulation, 45-43 on the Inert's True Value scoreboard. When we come back, the postgame show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. Giant FM. Zebras win it. 45-43.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at SmithSawyerINS.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Pulaski Memorial Hospital's Family Medicine and Women's Health Physicians, Dr. Brogan Baylor, Dr. Clint Kaufman, and Dr. Melissa Zart, provide a lifetime of care, allowing you and your family to keep the same doctor throughout every stage of life. As Indiana's only certified baby-friendly critical hospital, their physicians and staff are committed to providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere to help deliver your baby and to continue caring for them at any age. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, Winnemac. Call for an appointment at 574-946-2194.
Rochester Glass is proud to be celebrating 63 years as a family-owned business right here in Fulton County. They supply glass for every purpose. Their specialties are storefronts, tabletops, mirrors, plexiglass, window screens, window glass, thermopane doors and windows, auto glass installation and repair, and 3M Scotch Tint window tinting for residential and commercial windows and vehicles. Call Rochester Glass Company 223-6574 or stop by their location 1525 Main Street in Rochester.
Local radio is high school basketball, on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, get a final tonight. The Zebras win on the Inert's True Value scoreboard, 45-43. Alongside now in the postgame, being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, is Coach Jennings. And you brought a guest again. Yeah. You and your guests are getting good at this.
Yeah, you know, it keeps me from talking so much. So if I bring guests, I'm out of the picture. So it's kind of nice.
You're in the hot spot first as a big win here for you tonight, 45-43, in a battle that we knew it was going to be. I mean, it started last year, and it just continued into this year. And Wyatt and Stone, I thought you did a great job on both of those down low. Short, coming in averaging 13 points. Until she hit that three, she only had four on the night.
Yeah. I tell you, Wyatt was really the beast tonight. And the thing was is she brought it the entire game.
Yeah.
There's times normally she takes some plays off. She didn't take any plays off. And we were concentrating on Short. It's just, I think our length kind of took her out of it tonight. We had our top guards really digging down and helping in post, and they still did a nice job against us.
I think when Millie Swore Zone came in, she really worked Wyatt over down low, and it really got to her a little bit in that second and third quarters. And finally in the fourth quarter, Wyatt figured out something against that, but then Lexi Thomas and Kaitlyn Rogers really battled her.
Yeah, you know, Millie came in and did an excellent job. I mean, this is her type of game. I mean, a big post battle, and we're going to need her down the stretch doing that. You know, so far this season, we just haven't got her the minutes that we wanted, but tonight she stepped up really big for us, and we expect big things moving forward from her. And even the rest of our post players down there did a heck of a job, You know, they really concentrated. I thought our wing defenders on the 2-3 did a good job tonight. And you know, and we, as our top guards and my special guest here, realize that we got to stop things here at the high post instead of trying to get reversal steals. Things work a little bit better. So we'll let Emma explain, you know, our little bit of our defense and the good job that she did tonight.
As you led there, Emma Hodeshell, our guest tonight. Emma, great game for you tonight, especially here at the end. You know, I mean, as you had to handle against Lutz, who really was putting a thorn in the Zebras' guard side early, but you were able to handle it down the stretch. You got fouled. You hit to the free throw line. Congratulations to you and the club. A big win.
Thank you so much.
How do you do that? How do you stay focused when you got Lutz like that on you that's really just getting in your grill? And you kept your composure. That's the biggest thing. How did you do it?
Well, she's a really good defender, that's for sure. And so in practice, we really picked up defense. So in practice, we've been, like, working harder on defense. That's the main point, really.
You know, and too, as you went along, and even Mattern and Yoakum and those guys, they played hard defense, but you were able to feed in down low and get some good looks. And really, I thought when you reverse the ball, the best is when your offense looks the best.
Yeah, we've been working on moving the ball more, and we did that tonight, so that really helped us get easier shots tonight.
As a sophomore and being that main point guard out there, How is the pressure? I mean, because, you know, you're expected to run the point and really tell everybody where to go. And that's got to be tough as a freshman or as a sophomore. You did it a little bit last year as a freshman, but now you've really taken over the point with as being a sophomore.
Well, last year I really got over all the jitters, but they really weren't honestly there. Like, I just take it one step at a time.
You know, you got some great seniors, too, to help you along down there and really a great leadership by them as well.
Yeah, they're great leaders, and in practice we've been working on leadership skills more.
You have now moved to 3-0 in the conference. How does that feel?
That's really exciting.
Now your next step is you get to go to on the road again to North Miami to continue that, and really you get 3 days off here to get focused on them. What do you look to do the first 3 days here of practice as you get ready for North Miami?
Well, we probably need to keep up our defense and work on man more, probably. Get out of our zone.
Coach Jennings is nodding his head. He's agreeing, so he's already got the game plan. Emma, great job. Way to hit the free throws down the stretch and then battle for that rebound to secure it, and congratulations.
Thank you.
45-43, Coach Jennings back in there. I mean, as you know, we talked a few games ago where free throws were a struggle. Tonight, they were successful.
Yeah. You know, we changed how we practice things. We didn't take less, more free throw practice or anything like that, but we constantly went up there and tried to make five in a row. And what's surprising is how bad we have been at free throw line in games. Right off the bat, everybody's making five in a row. And I'm going like, what's going on? So what we were doing before was only shooting two and then rotate.
Yeah.
So now they got to keep concentrating on their free throws.
Yeah.
So to keep making that five, and that six, and that stretch going, I think, and now it's relating over the game where they got to make sure they're concentrating on those free throws.
3-0 in the conference, headed to North Miami on Thursday.
Yeah, you know, North Miami, another tough place to play. It's really a big rivalry game for our girls playing North Miami. So hopefully we can bring that energy and get the job done down there.
Go enjoy it. Double win for the Zebras tonight. Varsity wins at 45-43. JV 44-40 in overtime. Congratulations. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Great. Thank you.
Brian Jennings of the Rochester Zebras. Justin, you've got the final numbers.
Yep. For Wabash, they were led tonight by Libby Matt. Well, hold on. Let's start how I used to do it. Okay. 12. They had Wabash had 12 2-point field goals, 4 3-point field goals, 7 of 13 from the free throw line for 53% for their 43. Libby Mattern led them with 11. Madison Lutz had 7. Mariah Wyatt had 10. Olivia Short had 7. Riley Yoakum had 6. And Isabel Davis 2 for their 43 for the victorious Rochester Lady Zebras. They had 11 2-point field goals, 4 3-point field goals. They were 11 of 17 from the foul line for 65 points for their 45. Caitlin Rogers led everybody tonight with 19 points. She had 4 3-point field goals and was 3 of 4 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line. Kennedy Jackson ended with 8. Lexi Thomas was 7. Millie Scorzone was 6. And her defense on Wyatt there at the latter part of the third quarter and all fourth quarter was the difference. Wyatt only had 2 free throws, so 2 points in the fourth quarter. Millie shut her down after her hot start of the third quarter. And then Emma Havishell, 3 of 4 from the free throw line for her 3 points there in the fourth quarter and the big steal at the end of the ball game to secure the win. And Emily Hughes, 2 points, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. So as close as this was, well, let's get to rebounds. 31 rebounds for the Lady Zebras tonight, 9 offensive, 22 defensive. They had 23 turnovers, Wabash 26 rebounds, 13 offensive, 13 defensive, and 17 turnovers. Game was decided at the foul line. They got 1 more 2-point field goal than we did. We both shot the same amount, or hit the same 3-pointers, but they were 7 of 13. We were 11 of 17 from the foul line. So
again, the final 45-43, Zebras victorious here at home. They defend the home court, and that's a big thing. Yeah, especially in the TRC. Now they're on the road on a Thursday night for another TRC matchup against the North Miami Warriors. Justin, thanks for your time here this evening. It's a double win for the Lady Zebras. JV win it in overtime, 44-40. Callie Watson leading the way with 13 points for the JV squad. Varsity wins it, 45-43. And Caitlin Rogers leading the way for the Zebras. That's going to do it for our broadcast here tonight. We'll talk to you again a Thursday night from North Miami High School. Until then, have a good evening.
See ya.
Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service.